It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama travels today to Mexico City for talks with Mexico's President Felipe Calderón. The Obama administration has announced a couple of moves intended to fight Mexican drug smuggling and drug-related violence. First, three Mexican cartels are now on a list of narcotics traffickers targeted for special sanctions. That allows the government to freeze cartel assets in the United States and bar Americans from dealing with money linked to them. Second, the U.S. now has a border czar. NPR's Ted Robbins reports on the job awaiting 62-year-old Alan Burson.
Officially, the new position is Assistant Secretary for International Affairs and Special Representative for Border Affairs. What does that mean? Here's how Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano described it near the U.S.-Mexico border at Nogales, Arizona.
He will be coordinating all of our many efforts with Mexico right now. In other words, he'll be working with ICE and CBP and the border liaison officers and state and local law enforcement on both sides of the border.
That's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Protection, along with Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Drug Enforcement Administration, U.S. attorneys, dozens of border sheriffs and police departments, the Mexican Army, and Mexican federal, state, and local governments. Alan Burson says he's excited about getting that alphabet soup of international agencies to work together.
It's a magical opportunity, north and south, to actually strengthen security for both sides of the border.
Burson spoke with reporters in El Paso.
What's going on in Mexico, across the border in Juarez, requires that we support the government of Mexico in its very valiant, courageous effort to both stem violence and also deal with the drug trafficking organizations.
Alan Burson has been here before on a smaller scale. He was U.S. attorney for the San Diego area, where he worked closely with counterparts in Baja California to prosecute illegal immigrants in the 1990s as part of Operation Gatekeeper. Doris Meissner worked with Burson when she was head of the old Immigration and Naturalization Service in the Clinton administration. She says in this case, a czar to coordinate things is the right idea, and Burson is the right guy.
Not only is it somebody full-time that's giving it attention, it's somebody that is really well-equipped to do it because he's done it before. And I wouldn't call it PR. I mean, I think it is a very serious signal and a meaningful signal that is being sent within the United States as well as to Mexico.
Burson's appointment comes just weeks after the Obama administration announced a border security initiative which sends more agents and technology to the U.S. side and more money and training to the Mexicans. It also calls for upgrading ports of entry, such as the one in Nogales, so that vehicles can not only be regularly checked for drugs and illegal immigrants coming north, but guns and money going south. Santa Cruz County, Arizona Sheriff Tony Estrada says in 40 years of law enforcement, he's never seen border problems get this level of attention.
Obviously, there's a big focus, a lot of interest on the border, and I think that interest has generated a lot of help from the federal government, especially to the local. These are things we've never seen before.
Estrada spoke after Secretary Napolitano gave her speech in Nogales. On a long series of tables next to him, federal law enforcement authorities laid out evidence of recent success. 60 pounds of heroin seized coming north just this week, along with a half dozen semi-automatic rifles and a huge pile of cash seized going south. It will take a lot more hauls like that and a real decrease in the violence in Mexico before Alan Burson's new job as border czar will be done. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.